What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. And we are back with another episode. I'm your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And today we got another good one because first and foremost, I'm getting into Auburn with something to prove. We're going to dive into that. Then I'm going to get into my five guys that I'm watching as we head into fall camp. My five guys who we really need to show up in order for us to take that next step as we head into the season. And we'll round it out with what are the expectations and what they should be. So we're not going to waste no time. We're going to get right into it. First and foremost, your Auburn Tigers right now are in the middle of, you know, summer workouts. Like, this is a time where we're getting bigger, faster, stronger, obviously. But this is also the time where teams really separate themselves. Because at the end of the day, every team in the country is working out. Every single team in the country is bench pressing, squatting, conditioning, you know, whatever the case may be. And so what are we doing to separate ourselves? Behind closed doors, you know, away from social media, all of that, you know, all of that other stuff that doesn't matter. Like, what are we doing to really separate ourselves? Because that's what it's going to come down to. And that's the fine line between some teams going 6-6 and 8-4. That is the fine line between going 8-4 and 10-2. Like, this is where you find a win here in the summertime. This is where you find two or three wins in the summertime. And how you separate yourself. Because like I said, everybody's doing the same thing. So like, and this is not to say these guys aren't doing these things, you know? Like, I'm just explaining like what it takes. And how we can go from where we have been to where we need to be. So like, what are these guys doing with their other 21 hours in their day? You know, in the summertime, you've got maybe 2 or 3 hours you're supposed to be in the facility. So what are you doing with the other 21 hours of your day? Like, how are you eating? Are you following the nutrition plan, even though it's the summertime? Are you going up to the facility doing extra film work with coach? And if coach is not there, are you getting with the GA? It's always somebody up there, and somebody's always willing to put that film on with you. And so, like, are you watching, you know, film from spring and finding things you can work on and get better at? You know, are you watching games from last year? And what you can improve on. Are you watching the teams we're going to be facing and kind of getting a jump start, getting a head start? Like the small things, the little things. Are you going to the facility to get extra recovery, taking care of your body in your downtime when you got some free time? Like, these are the things and how you separate yourself. This is how you go from mediocre to good, good to great. And so when we have more time on our hands, you know, it's up to us to figure out how to, you know, use that productively. Our guys getting together, you know, as a position group, like, hey, we all going up here to watch some film. We all going up here to get some extra work. Each one teach one. Like, are we pulling guys along, bringing guys along? Like, that's how teams continue to build. Like, when you can reach down and pull somebody up to get on your level, like, that's real leadership. So are we bringing guys along? Not just going by ourselves, not just doing it for ourselves. Are we breaking guys along? And so that's what it's going to take. That is what it's going to take. And like I said, I'm not saying we aren't doing these things. But we've got to nail down this process right now. This is downtime, you know, as what may be perceived as downtime in the public. But this is the time right here where championships are won. Like, obviously, every single thing is important, like spring to workouts, winter workouts and fall camp and all of that stuff. But like, this is where you separate yourself, no doubt about it. And so I know right now the guys are working hard and continue to build, you know, the culture, uphold the standard, you know, and going about business the right way. And we absolutely have something to prove. And so I know they have to move that way. Like, we have something to prove. Not just to ourselves, but like everybody in the country, everybody in the SEC. Because at some point, like you just have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so, like, we have to put our foot down as a program and say enough is enough. And so, like, why not now? And this staff is moving like they got something to prove. You know, I know it's June, getting ready to be July. And we're only, what, six months into this thing with this staff? And they came out firing on all cylinders. Recruiting. Hair on fire. Building the standard. Establishing trust. Building relationships with these guys. Like, you can really see things start to shift and transform in real time. So I think that's what it's about as we head into camp. That's what it's about. Like, talking about it made me want to suit up. Because enough is enough. And that brings me to my five guys that I'm going to be watching once camp hits. Because these are five guys that I think, like, we just need them. We need them. And for some of these guys, they've proven themselves in some capacity. And some guys, we really need to step up in a big way. So starting off at number five, we got Jeremiah Cobb. And when I was going down the list and, you know, thinking about this list, he was perfect because this is the guy who's proven. But I want to see him take it to another level. Because if I'm him, I'm looking like, you know, last year I know I should have touched the rock a lot more. Plain and simple. You know, it was a lot of chatter on the outside noise. You know, we need to run the damn ball. But if I'm him, I would have been thinking the same exact thing. And so now it's your time to go out there and prove it. I feel like he's been underrated, especially on a lot of these preseason lists as well. And so for him, like, I want to see him run angry, like he has something to prove. And I know we brought some guys in, and you know, we've got a deep room and some guys, we're going to split some carries and things like that. But I want to see him run angry and like he has something to prove. This is your last year, your last opportunity, senior year. Draft stock, everything. I want him to run angry like he has something to prove. And if he does that, our offense will go. If we can run that ball with him in particular, not even counting everything else that we have, but him in particular, if he runs like a madman, we're going to be some trouble. And we need that from him. And so I want him to show up to camp ready to prove something. Ready to prove something. And that's the kind of young man he is. I know he will. And that's exactly why I got him on this list. Because this will be his best season yet. I truly believe that. So he's at number five. And at number four, it was difficult because I picked a safety. But then I started thinking, and so I had to include two. And so we got two and one, but they're both safeties. First and foremost, Anquan Fagans. He's a guy that we really need to come on. He's a guy who was really highly recruited, got a lot of talent. He's got the tool, but like everything I be talking about, like the tools, he's got them. And I think for him, it's just about being consistent. Like once he cracks that rotation, he's going to be competing for a lot of playing time, if not a starting job, somewhere in that defensive backfield. Whether it's at safety, can he potentially work in at nickel? We'll see. But he's a guy, like, it's time. Going into year two, you got your feet wet a little bit last year. And like I said, the tools are there. The speed, the ability, everything is there. I just want to see him take that next step. And along with him, we got Caleb Harris. And this is a guy, like, I had to include him because once I started thinking about the safety position, I'm like, man. There were times last year where I was like, man, like, where's eight? Where's Caleb Harris at? You know, I thought last year he was a step slower than he was his first year. And so coming into his third year, like, I want to see the flashes on a more consistent basis that we saw his freshman year. Like, that's the eight I want to see. Because when he came onto the scene his freshman year, we were like, yo, hey, you know, freshman All-American or whatever the case may be and things like that, all SEC, freshman All-American. Look, he took a step back last year. And I'm pretty sure he would admit that too. And so I think it's going to be imperative for him to listen. It's my third year. Things are clicking for me now. Caleb Harris, another guy I'm watching as we head into fall camp, because I think, bro, like he has the physical tools. He's made plays. One of our top leading tacklers. So I want to see that next step. It's time. Coming in at number three, Elijah Melendez. This one was a no-brainer for me because obviously we got Xavier Atkins. And teams are going to be keying in on him. Like, we cannot let 17 wreck our game. And so there's going to be a lot of opportunities for Elijah Melendez to make plays. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for Elijah Melendez to make plays. And you're talking about another person with all the physical tools. And we saw it last year. I thought last year he came in. And we obviously had something. We obviously got a tandem. But I think it's going to be important for him to, again, take that next step. And I want to see him play with swag, with confidence. Like, yeah, I'm next to 1-7. But I don't care. I'm a bad boy too. And so you talk about speed, power, ability to take on blocks. Like, we could legit, if he takes that next step, have the best linebacker tandem, not just in the SEC, but probably in the country. If he can do and reach his potential along with Xavier Atkins, you won't find a better two in the country. But in order for us to take that next step as a defense, knowing teams will be keying in on Xavier Atkins, you know, not letting him wreck their game plans, it's going to be important for nine, Elijah Melendez, to take that next step and to really assert himself and to be dominant. And like I said, play with that swag. Like, I'm a bad boy too. And so I'm going to be excited to watch that. Just, you know, that's my position. And so I'm ready to see that come out of him. Because like I said, it's time for that. You know, coming in at number two, wide receiver Chaz Nimrod. And I know a lot of attention has been on, you know, transfer wide receiver Keyshawn Singleton, and rightfully so, along with a couple of other guys as well. And so, you know, I just feel like Chaz is kind of a guy who's gone under the radar a little bit, kind of under the radar. I wouldn't necessarily say underrated just because, you know, he also has a lot to prove, a lot to prove. And so him coming in here, last year, he was on pace for a pretty damn good season, ended up getting injured halfway through the season. And so, you know, at the halfway point, he already had, you know, almost 500 yards. And so he was on his way to having a damn good season. So the ability is there. His ability to space the field is there. And I think he'll probably be our big playmaker. I think Keyshawn is going to be, not to say he's not going to be explosive, but I think he'll be one of our top possession receivers as far as, you know, intermediate routes and things of that nature and getting first downs and moving the chains and being reliable and consistent. But Chaz, we need him to make the big plays. He has that ability to flip games on their head with his speed, his ability to get behind defenders, and like I said, just to make big plays. And we need that. That's something we've been missing. We need somebody to stretch the field. And I know he's had some issues in the past with some drops, and we can't have that. Another guy who's experienced going into his last year, I believe. I think he's a senior as well. So, like, it's time. We need him to be a big playmaker. It's imperative for our offense. So, Chaz Nimrod, number two. And coming in at number one, the entire offensive line. Everybody. I couldn't pick just one. Because we need the whole damn unit. I'm watching the whole unit as we head into the fall camp. And it's pretty self-explanatory. Obviously, it's been a sore spot for us for a number of years. And it's going to be imperative. Like, nothing is going to matter or work without them. Nothing. And so it's important for them to, as we head into fall camp, like, from day one, from practice one, like, they need to walk into the very first meeting with a damn attitude. just pissed off at the world for no reason. Because they got to go out there and play with that kind of attitude. And so from practice one, they need to assert dominance. It's about protecting the quarterback and establishing the run game. Building that trust and communication. But we need them. We need them. Every last one of them. And so I know there are some transfers came in that will help us. Maybe a position battle or two as we go into camp, but we're going to need more than just, you know, the first five we tried out there versus Baylor. It's going to be a collective group effort. And like I said, we got to protect the quarterback and run the damn football. Like, that needs to be the expectation. And the expectations of this offense mean nothing without this unit right here. And so speaking of expectations, plain and simple, like we just have to, as we go into the fall, like I think we have to shift our mindset. Like we have to expect to win. And it's easy to say that, but it's like there's a difference between playing to win and playing not to lose. And a lot of times last year and, you know, previous years, like we've been playing not to lose. And you can tell, like it's obvious through the screen. And it's obvious when you lived it, when you play not to lose instead of playing to win. And so we have to shift our expectations to expecting to win. Like the talent has never been the issue. It's about essentially like not executing when we need to the most. Like over the past 5 years, we can play with and have played with anybody and everybody within the margins of the game. But then when it comes down to the plays that we have to absolutely make in order to win the game, or those moments that decide football games, we either don't make those plays or we do something to cost ourselves. And a lot of that has nothing to do with talent, but it's about how we go about our business and about the culture. Like people don't understand just how important that kind of stuff is. And so that's what we've been building here with this staff from the very beginning, establishing that. How to play football the right way. Like we clean that kind of stuff up. Like you're talking about 2-3 wins last year that we didn't have. And so the expectation should be to win every single game we play. That's not to say we're going to go undefeated. But you expect to win every game. And you move that way. You live that way. You breathe that way. You study that way. You prepare that way. You talk that way. You act that way. Everything. And like from a fan perspective, I absolutely understand people being cautiously optimistic. Like it's been a long time. But from a player perspective, you have to expect to win. And so if I'm seeing guys talking about like, let's go 7-5, 8-4, that's a great year. Like I'm pissed. I don't want to hear that. Not before the season. What? I don't care if it's a first year head coach. Like, I'm looking around at the guys we got. We're going to be damn good on defense. We put it together on offense. We got our kicker back. Let's play ball. Line it up. That's what it's got to be. And it's got to be that throughout the entire building, like contagious. And so it's hard to put like a number prediction on it. Because, yeah, the schedule's tough. Everybody's schedule's tough. It's SEC. But there's no game that we're going to line up and play that we can't win. Every single game is winnable when you play it the right way. When you play it the right way, every single game is winnable. Let me know in the comments who you're excited to see as we head into fall camp. That's all we got for today. If you like this episode, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And we'll catch you on the next one. And as always, War Eagle.